to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So we've got a very special guest this week that I'm excited to share because I feel like I've been keeping him as my secret. So David MG has Credit Advisors. He's been running a credit business for over 5 years, and he is my go-to. There's no question about it. He gets calls and emails from me all the time. And so with the fact that I work at Fairway Mortgage, we have an in-house credit optimization team, but they only go so far. They can do a quick cut as far as can we pop up a score or can we fix something quickly? But anything beyond that, it's David. So I go to him for advice. I go to him for input as far as how can I help my clients fix their credit. And I go to him to be the partner my clients need. So I want to introduce him first. And David, thank you so much for spending some time with me.
Oh, Nicole, it's a pleasure. And I'm happy to help in any way I can. Thank you for having me.
This is fantastic. So I've got some questions because a lot of people are asking, right? How do I get my credit score up? How far in advance should I be talking to you? What can you do for me? What kind of impact does this have on my house? I mean, I could go on and on and on and we could talk for an hour, but to keep this concise, let's start out with, you know, if I'm just talking about the credit experience, right? What are the dynamics of a credit score, David?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I think there's a lot of confusion because ultimately, you know, we don't teach this in high school type of things. And so people have to learn about credit through the school of hard knocks, you know. The way that I like to explain it is that really your credit score works just like a hot air balloon, where there's two main components that we have to look at, right? One, how much does it weigh? And so anything that's going to be negative on there, like a late pay or a collection charge off bankruptcy, those types of things, those are going to be like anchors that are going to weigh your score down and frankly, just make it too heavy to get the altitude that you want, you know, to do a home loan a lot of times. So there's a lot of things that we can do to remove some of those sandbags. Time will heal it, right? But we also have to acknowledge that a hot air balloon goes up because of the hot air inside that balloon. And so we also want to inflate positive credit. And that's a big thing. You know, it takes time normally to inflate that kind of positive credit. So a lot of the coaching that we do is to help people do it quickly, right? Like kind of like an adrenaline shot to your credit score.
I love that. And are there like common things or common mistakes home buyers make while they're trying to repair their credit?
You know, absolutely, Nicole. And I think it's, you know, it stems from best intent, right? Folks want to, they know they need to inflate positive credit. And so they'll say, hey, you know, Dave, I'm going to pay off and close my car loan, right? Thinking that, awesome, that's going to show good history. The problem is when you do that, you close the account and you lose all the positive credit, you know, in history for that account. And it's kind of like slashing a big, you know, hole in your hot air balloon and letting all that positive credit leak out. So closing accounts, opening brand new accounts when we're almost there, because then you're starting the clock from zero. Ultimately, best way to inflate that positive credit, Nicole, is to make on-time payments on, you know, pay your bills on time and keep your accounts open for as long as humanly possible. Between doing those two things and keeping your credit card balances low, that's the best way to inflate positive credit.
And so I'm working with a lot of buyers, obviously, right now. And so how do you help a buyer, or should I say, how long in advance, say their lease is coming up and their lease is set to expire the end of March, when do you want to talk to them?
You know, that's another good question, because I think it's a misconception, right? Ultimately, negative items such as, you know, collections, late pays, that type of thing, they will naturally fall off your credit report after 7 years. So somebody can wait it out. They got a couple of years. It's never too early, you know, to start the best practices. But if we're in a situation where the lease is going to be up in, say, 6 months, I like to have a couple of months to work with, because if we're challenging the negative items and getting them removed through investigations and disputes, it takes a couple of months, you know, to get that done. And then let's say that we need to inflate positive credit by paying down credit card balances. If somebody's got the means and they can do that immediately, they can see results in 30 days. But the reality is if they're maxed out and it's going to take them some time, it's going to take them as long as it takes to pay that credit card balance down. So to answer your question quickly, I like to have, you know, bare minimum of 90 days, but we can get through a lot of work. We can move mountains in 6 months or less.
Yeah. It's impressive. It really is impressive how much I've seen our clients grow their credit score by working with you. You worked with a lot of my clients and they always come back raving about not only the work that you've been able to get done, but how easy you are to communicate with. Because so many of these credit companies that we're trying to work with to bolster our credit scores, they disappear, or they're a call center, or they're not communicative. You make it easy. You're like a friend who's helping walk beside me.
You know, I really appreciate that feedback because that's something that we take a lot of pride in. We look at this as a reputation business, and ultimately we are coaches first and foremost. We strongly believe that if we're teaching somebody about their credit score and maybe they can help their kids out, right, to not make those same mistakes and have to learn through the school of hard knocks, so to speak, that really that's the best service that we can offer. And we want them, even if they don't sign up with us for credit repair, we want them going back to you saying, wow, you know what? I really got the feeling that Dave cared and he helped me out. So that's awesome feedback.
Absolutely. And you brought up kids. So I got to ask the question. I work with a lot of investors and we want to leave multi-generational wealth. We want to help our kids purchase their own investment properties. So if I'm a parent and I have kids who are looking to do this, what would you tell them?
Well, you know, we'll teach classes about teaching your kids about credit so that they don't make those mistakes. But the best thing you can do is when your kid's 16, 17 years old, I really recommend adding them onto your credit card as an authorized user. And what that's going to do is it's going to essentially photocopy that trade line and all the history from your credit report to theirs. Now, don't give them the credit card, right? Unless you like adrenaline, you know what I'm saying? You want to give them the positive credit. And then that way they can qualify for their own student loans, car loans. You don't have to co-sign on it with them. And you're helping them to get established young.
There's nothing but good information here, right? I mean, it stinks when you're in the position where I got to call you because that means the credit score is low. But just nothing but positivity and opportunity to support our clients together. I love
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think the more people that we can empower, you know, and kind of pass it along and, you know, get that education out there is, you know, obviously not only can we help them buy a house, right, but hopefully we can help them to build lifetime wealth well into the future as well.
100%. Well, David, it's always a pleasure. You are just a ball of energy and I just love our time together. So thank you.
Absolutely. Nicole, thanks again for having me. And, you know, it's been a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theruthteam.com.